Ready?
Good shot, Markham. Perfect score for you so far.
All it's gotten me in this skeet shooting contest with you, Vance, is a tie. That shows you what a tough man you are to beat.
Testimony disregarded as having no basis in fact. As district attorney, you should know better than to make statements like that.
Kindly refrain from prompting this witness, Vance. Your shot, you know.
So it is. Well, the rules allow me to load only two shells in this gun of mine. The shells are in. I'll see what I can do with two birds. Ready? Ready?
Two for two. Well, you certainly give me something to shoot at, Vance. Tell me, is there anything you can't do?
Yes, I can't tell when you'll invite me in on a murder case. All I know is it won't be this afternoon, inasmuch as there was no case in your office when we took this holiday, and there are no telephones out here on the skeet field.
I know that disappoints you, but I'll try to make a contest out of this skeet match to make up for it. My turn, try for two. Ready? Ready? Well, that puts you one up on me, Vance.
Vance! Oh, Vance!
Well, well, well.
Do you hear what I do, Markham? The clarion cry of a female.
The voice of your secretary, Ellen Deering, unless I'm very much mistaken. What could she want out here?
I don't know. All I can do is hope.
Vance!
Over here, Ellen.
You mean you hope an interesting case came into your office while we were out here? Mm-hmm. A case interesting enough to get your secretary to come after you?
You didn't miss with that shot, my friend. We'll know Ellen's mission in a moment now. Here
Vance.
She is.
Oh, hello, Mark.
Hello, Ellen.
Woo! What a hike. Isn't there some way they could have put this skeet field nearer the road? I wasn't meant for walking, I can tell you that.
Whew. Well, I'll see what I can do about having a pair of wings made for you, Ellen.
So I could fly over here and have somebody shoot me down? Oh, fine thing.
You'd still be flying if I was the one with the gun.
Well, Miss Deering, if you've recovered your breath and your bearings, perhaps
I'm okay now. Markham, I really came out to see you.
Oh?
Your office called to see if you were with Vance, and I volunteered to come out here and bring you the message.
Which was?
Which was that a woman named Edith Allen has been murdered in her apartment.
Uh-huh.
There's no apparent motive. She was happily married, her husband has a perfect alibi, and nothing in the apartment has been touched.
Well, at least Vance was wrong about one thing. He was certain we wouldn't be called in on a murder case while we were out here.
A murder without motive. Well, that's the most fascinating kind to solve, Markham.
The most difficult, you mean? Well, looks like we go to work, Vance. Fun's over for today.
On the contrary, Markham. Apparently, it's just beginning.